But Coupe d'Alva
Yo,
to
can you
Coupe Hey
Yeah.
Dollar.
Right, okay.
Here.
How are you supposed to let fireworks in the
Yeah.
dark?
Yes, Ma, thank you. Kufpe
That's my answer.
Dalid.
Vav.
Kufpe Dalid Vav. Yeah, a lot of interesting things in tonight's kitzer too, but some of them are not so simple. But Hamavis is chaver, somebody who embarrasses his friend. No, I'm sorry, scares his friend. Kegon like we've all done. Right? And you scare him. Aishanirale or you jump at him in the dark. Okay, similar to that, Chayav b'dinei shamayim, he is Chayav b'dinei shamayim. Meaning, even though you didn't physically damage him, and even if you did physically damage him, yeah, it's a grama, so you're not chayiv, right? But you dine shemayim, you're chayiv to the guy for doing this, because you're causing him stress, right? Fine, Zion. Achayav b'chaveiro is somebody who damages his friend. Afal pi shenasan asamam, even though you're gonna pay him back, meaning you damage your friend, right? You hit his car, fine, and you said I'm gonna pay you everything. You still have to ask mechila. Sorry, I jumped the gun. Even though you paid the money, that you're chayav to him because of the damage. The same thing if you stole from somebody. Even though
I hope.
you gave it back or you paid it back, mechila. You still don't have a kapara until you ask mechila from the person who was damaged, Hayanigzal, who was stolen from, Hayanignav, or also stolen from Alatsar Shahilam, because besides for the financial part of it, they also had pain. And that you have to ask mechila for. And they should be meichel. They should not be cruel by not being meichel. Meaning the guy already paid you back, so don't hold a grudge. Even though you were in a lot of pain and it was a headache, and you know what I mean, like somebody hits another person's car. He says, "Okay, I'll pay for it," but you know what kind of headache it is. He doesn't have a car for a few days, and he has to get estimates and et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of stress there, that is not paid for halachically. Fine. Let's say somebody sees a friend in Betzara, and you can save him. You have the ability to save him. Oh, this is mamish for you for Hatzalah. Or you hire somebody else to save him. Chayev l'troyach, you mechuyev to make a tircha, v'liskar u'lahatziloi, and to rent other people out and to save him. And then he has to go and pay back, meaning he can go ask the victim to pay for it, immediately, if he has money, right? So that's why this whole hack where the Hatzalah asks your insurance card, according to this, is no problem. Hatzalah can even charge you stam if they wanted to. And if he doesn't have money, and if he doesn't have money, then you shouldn't stop yourself because of that and not save him. And you have to save him with your own money. And if you don't stand on the blood of your friend. Let's say he hears from some Rishayim that they're plotting to do bad on the friend, or they're going to set a trap for him, and they did not tell it to him. I mean, they're not telling. I'm sorry, you didn't tell the potential victim about it. Or you can just go bribe these people not to bother your friend, to remove what's in their hearts. And you didn't do this, and all things similar to that. You're also and anybody who's mekayim one nefesh from Yisrael, as if he's mekayim an entire world. Just something that's come up a lot in the last week or so. There's also Lysamara Dam Reyacha in Shidduch information. Unfortunately, people get very frum by Shidduch information, and they get scared that they're going to ruin a Shidduch, and da, 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 and they don't say information, then they withhold important information that could really cause people a lot of stress. And obviously, a shaila should be asked, but you could be over on the summer of the Dhamma Riacha for the same, in the same situation. It unfortunately happens a lot. Test. Misha Isaac b'siyuvim. So let's say somebody is counterfeiting. This unfortunately also happens a lot. Not necessarily in counterfeiting, but you know that there's a yid who's pulling scams. And if the government finds out about it, or the goyim find out about it, then it could put all yidden in sakonot. Dina k'may roidif, then he's considered like he's a roidif, meaning he's running after people to kill them. Umasrin by shalay yase, and you warn him not to do it. If he doesn't listen to you, mutter l'masr l'malchus. You are allowed to hand him over to the government. V'loimer she'ein acham esasik b'zeh ela ploini levale, and you tell the government that this guy's alone. What do you call it? He's alone. There's a word for it. Whatever. Meaning he's no
Lone
nobody.
wolf.
He's a lone wolf. Thank you. He's a lone wolf, and they don't have to worry about anybody else collaborating with him. And but you turn them over to government. And the same thing with a yachid. That meaning somebody else is being they're coming after somebody else who's not guilty. I didn't do it. Only it was only this guy, and that's it. Even though normally you're not allowed to say who did it, but here because it's pikuach nefesh for Klal Yisrael. You're allowed to do it. Yud. Now again, Shiva Tove here done in Dine Knossos. The minig is, even though we don't do Dine Knossos since the Churban, but the minig is that the seven people that are in charge of the city, like the, I guess the what do you call, not the treasurers, what are they called? Treasure, not treasurers? What? Trustees. Trustees. Dana Dine Knossos, Kagoyin Al Chavolos, if the people did damage, Vicherufim. And they embarrass people, v'chadoyim, anything like that. The city has the rights to appoint people to put people in charge to help stop this. Ain't them losses doubly bezdin, but they shouldn't do without a bezdin. Ki yesh binyanim elu harbi chilukedinu, because there's many chilukedinu. Vein lasis yosim in a royal alpidas, and it's not right to do anything more than what the Torah says, which means if you don't know the halacha. Then you could then you have a problem because you can end up punishing for no good reason. Then don't it shouldn't be it's there's kavod habrias involved, so even though you want to punish somebody, there is kavod. Fine. Yud Aleph. Now this one is really, really controversial. This is about as controversial as you get. In at least in contemporary Roe versus Wade abortions, here we go. Muberashi, you have a pregnant woman who's having difficulty in childbirth. As long as the fetus is inside the womb, is inside her stomach, mutaron, and you're allowed to, if you feel that that baby is killing this woman, you're allowed to cut up the baby, bein basam, bein biyad, whether you do it with medication. Whether you do it with your hand, you are allowed to cause an abortion. And this is the rule according to halacha. Anything that did not go into the avir ha'olam, if the animal has not yet, not an animal, I'm sorry, if the fetus has not yet gone out into the world, ain't shame nefesh alav, it does not have a shame nefesh on it. In order to save the mother's life, it's mutter for us to give an abortion. Right now, it is in other areas considered like a person. Meaning, if the doctor says if you're not Michal Shabbos, then this fetus may die, then Avadi Michal Shabbos. Oh, so here it's saying that he's not considered a human. So for different dinim, it's got different standards. That's why these are very, very difficult shilas. Because this fetus is like, even though it's considered a, even though we said that it's not considered a person, it's meaning it's not considered a person as it relates to killing the mother, right? So then the question becomes, okay, so now let's do the next line, then we'll explain it. But once the head comes out of the mother, then it's already considered the same human that the mother is. Ain't knowing about it, then you're not allowed to touch it. Ain't toichin nefesh from pnei nefesh, because we don't kill one person in order to save another person, right? So mamela what? So what are we saying? So now, once this baby's head comes out, this baby's considered a human. And what are you going to do? Kill the baby because to save the mother's life? You don't do that. You don't kill one person in order to save another person. Okay, so if that's the case, So then why are we, why don't we, but we said that when the baby is still in utero, when it's in the still inside the womb, then you do kill. Why? It should be the same thing. It's one nefesh for another nefesh. We say no, because it's not born yet, therefore it's not considered a human for this. And then the last four words, "Vezel tivoy shel olam," that is the nature of the world, meaning we're not going to call the fetus that once it comes out as a roidif anymore, because difficult childbirth is unfortunate. Since the Eitz Hadas, Hashem created difficult childbirth, so Memela, that's the nature of the world. You can't call it roidif; it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. Right, meaning within the pregnancy, the fetus is supposed to live normally, and it's not supposed to kill the mother. So therefore, if it happens to be doing something that's killing the mother for whatever it is, then you kill the fetus because it's doing something out of the norm. But from the process of childbirth, that is a sakana for a mother. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing according to nature. So mamela, then we do not kill the fetus instead of the mother. Okay, it's very difficult concepts. So certainly to do in a 10-15 minute Chabura and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but those at least we get to see what the issues are. Okay, Simen Kuf Pei Hei Hilchos She'elu Schiras, the halachas of borrowing and renting. Uboy Vav Sifim, there's six sifim in here. So Aleph, Hashoyel Behema Metalton Mechaveri. Let's say somebody borrows or rents a behema or metalton, he's not allowed to lend them, and not to rent them la'acher to somebody else, meaning shalemi das ba'alim. That's every rental company, right? You can't let somebody else drive your rental car. Hafilu svarim sheyesh mitzvah shalos, and even svarim, that there's a mitzvah to lend out svarim so people learn. Ain oimrim min astam nicha la'ba'alim shetiyos mitzvah. We're not going to say that it's stam that a person wants a mitzvah done with mitzvahs done with their money. Kishema ain ritzaynim sheyedavar shalehem biyad acher. Because maybe they don't want their svarim in somebody else's hands. Shein enemet beinayim, because the person is not trustworthy. But in your own house, you're allowed to. Meaning, if I buy or borrow a sefer from somebody, so then I'm allowed to let somebody else look at them. But you can only look at it when you're by yourself. And not both of them together, because we're afraid when two people are looking at a sefer together, they might pull it to each other and then it will get ripped. But if you know that the owner who you borrowed the sefer from or you rented it from would trust 100% the other guy, then he can lend it to him and to rent it to him. Base mitzvah. This is unfortunately another big machla from what I hear in Yiddishkeit. That is a mitzvah to give the to pay your workers in a proper time. Vim echar, and if you push it off, over belaisa say you're over on a lav. Shenemar biyomitit in schara, you have to pay him his schar that day. Belaisa ve'lo hashemesh, and don't let the moon come. K'may kein mitzvah lasei schar behema oikli bezmanay. It's a mitzvah to also pay rent for your behemoth or your kli b'zmanei, and if you push it off, I will belav shenem le'sashik socher ani ve'evyon. Do not cheat a poor person. And pay him. Pays his money. What's the proper time to pay? Same calls on melacha b'yoyim. If the melacha is done that day, z'manei kol hayom, you have that entire day. And if the day passed, you need to give it him. And you give him the schar on that day, and the shemesh him. And if the malacha is done after the day went out and the night came in, it's mana kolalal, it's mana the entire night. Over alayla v'loy nosan, and let's say the night passed, over alloy solin, pula socher itcha adabarka, do not leave over the schar of the worker until the morning. Same thing if the guy gets paid weekly, monthly, yearly. If he went out of his malach on that day, then his man is the whole day. If his malach was done at night, he has the whole night to pay and nothing more than that. Let's say he gave his talis, to the uman, to the cleaners, right? So that's done with kablonis because he doesn't charge by the hour; he charges by the job, right? And he brings it to the shirt during the day. Yesh man kala yom bavad, meaning he brings him, but the cleaners delivers your shirt, right? So you have a whole day to pay. Have he brings you the shirt at night. You have the whole night. But as long as the uman, meaning the shirt, is still at the cleaners, even though the cleaners called you up and said we're done, he's not over. Even if he leaves the shirt by the uman for many days, he's not over on anything until you pick it up. Once you pick it up, you have to pay that day. Even if you let him know that, I'm sorry, even if the cleaners lets you know to bring money and then come take it, mikomakam ain't over, you are not over because you didn't yet pick your things up. Fine, Dalit. Ain't over mishum baltalim v'leisavei lav hashemesh elam kein tivoy asachiv v'yesh lemois litenle. This is only if the guy asks to be paid and you have money to give him. Aval im loisavoy asachiv, but for whatever reason he doesn't bill you, I should tivoy v'ain lemois, or he tines on you, but you just don't have the money. Right? Ain't no over, then you're not over. Now, the question is, what do you call not having money? Are you mechuyev to liquidate your house, let's say? Let's say you don't have the money. Okay, so sell your car. Right? So that's l'chayra, you have to do that. But I don't know how feasible that is. And we come makam, midas chasidusi, lilvas, it's a midas chasidus to borrow the money in order to pay it back. Kiu ani, because he's considered ani, ve'elav, who naisei es nafshei, and his life, he might need it. He mamash needs the money. Boys and shadarkan shalayla flayla poyim ad lachar a cheshbon, and those that the derech is not to pay the workers until after the cheshbon. Afilu tava mimenu davar muat shavade megilim. Even if they ask for money that they know for sure he has to pay them, kamakam ain't over is not over, right? Kivan shi yidu shadarkam kain, since he knows that that is the regular way. Al das kein nischru etzlam, that's why he was hired by them. Meaning, if the bottom line is, let's say the worker comes and says, "I want you to pay me this and this amount," you definitely owe me that amount, this and this amount. That the employer has the right to say, "No, we wait until we make all the calculations," and then once you make the calculations, then you're chayiv to pay, even though you know that, let's say, $5 for sure, the guy $5 for sure, the guy is entitled to. All right. Okay. So that is it for tonight. It's a pretty long one. So, yeah. All right. Everybody should have a fine night, and hopefully we take these lessons of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro to heart.
Thank you.